Elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah. El-Azîm, el-Lezî, la ilâhe illâ hu, el-Hayyul Kayyum, ve etûbi ileyh, ve selâvü tevbete, ve mağfirete, ve hidayete, innehu ve tevvâber rahîm, ve afu annâ ya kerîm, vaktir lana bi fadlike ya Rahman, ya Rahîm, ya Melikû, ya Kuddûsû, ya Hâfız, ya Allah, ya Melikû, ya Kuddûsû, ya Hâfız, ya Allah, ya Melikû, ya Kuddûsû, ya Hâfız, ya Allah, el-Evveli Allah, el-Ahiri Allah, el-Zahiri Allah, el-Batini Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala, ve eşhedü enne ilahe illallah, ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu, es-selatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah, es-selatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah, es-selatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyidin Evveline ve Lâhirin, işverene ya Şefiyel Müslümin, bir rahmetike ya Hamar Rahimin. Kâlallahu Teâlâ fî kitâb-el kerîm. Eûzu billâhi mineşşeytânirracîm. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ellezî halaka seb'a semâvâtin tibâka. Mâ terâ fî halkir rahmâni min tefâruk. Râcî'l beferâ hel terâ min futûr. سُمَّرْجِي الْبَثَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ لَلْبَصَرَ خَاسِيًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Allah-u Teala said in our book, He who has created seven heavens in full harmony with one another, no faults will you see in the creation of the Most Gracious, and turn your vision upon it once more. Can you see any flaw? Last week, we talked about how difficult it is to show patience when we are confronted with difficulties and when we don't have complete understanding of why things are happening. Looking at events and not being able to make sense out of those events is painful. Watching tyranny and not being able to stop tyranny is painful. We lose patience. And when we lose patience, we start questioning His divine wisdom, His divine justice. Allah Ta'ala's wisdom is not like the wisdom of the created one, the wisdom of us. His wisdom, His justice transcends time and space. Ours is limited. So limited that when we look at a rose, we enjoy it. We enjoy its beautiful colors. We enjoy its beautiful fragrance. But when we are hurt with the prickles and the thorns, when it touches us and it hurts us, then we start questioning His divine wisdom. Why is it that around this beautiful flower there are thorns? We keep questioning His wisdom until somebody teaches us that the thorns are there around this beautiful flower to protect the flower from wild animals. The truth is, Allah Ta'ala has created the creation in perfect harmony. We may or we may not be able to see, but His creation is flawless, perfect. His justice prevails regardless of time and space. He created the creation with perfect harmony, and He created us as His supreme creation so that we observe, appreciate, respect, and confirm that there is no fault in the creation. But maybe understand that the fault is in us, in our perception. There is no fault in the creation, but there is fault in our perception, for which we are largely responsible for, not Him. We are responsible from our own perception. And He, for those who have doubts, He challenges. He challenges with a very firm statement and a question. He says, no fault you will see in the creation of Ar-Rahman. Turn your vision upon it once more. Can you see any flaws? Turn it, look again and again. Your eyes will get tired, but you will not be able to see any flaws. As a Muslim, our responsibility is to become witness to this harmony, to appreciate this harmony, to support this harmony, to respect this harmony. Among all His creation, we are different. His supreme creation is different. All His creation perform their duties as they were ordained. An apple tree does not bear oranges. Sun does not rise from west. It always sets from east. Planets revolve around the sun following a very precise path, following very precise mathematical equations. Cats don't act like dogs. Dogs don't act like birds. Birds have very specific migration paths. Everything has its own order. None of His creation goes against this divine harmony except us. Allah Ta'ala gave us a will. The moment we exercise this will against His greater will, we disturb God. And often, when we exercise our will, we go against His greater will. Then the harmony is disturbed. Injustice starts. Tyranny starts. Every time when we exercise this will, it's an incredible gift for His supreme creation, so that by using this will, we perform our duties, observing His divinity. Every time we exercise it heedlessly and disturb the harmony, we commit a sin. That is the definition of a sin. Every act that violates His divinity, His divine harmony, is a sin. Behind every sin, there is an opposition to His divine harmony. Behind every sin, behind every restriction, there is tyranny. That's the reason why it is forbidden, it is not permitted. There is tyranny and injustice. That is why it is a sin. Tyranny is a sin. Injustice is a sin. Hazreti Mevlana Celaleddin Rumi said, justice is putting things in their rightful places. Every time we put something in a place that it does not belong to that thing, we are committing injustice. Every time we take something that doesn't belong to us, we are committing injustice. Every time we say something that we are not supposed to say, we are committing injustice.
Every time we open our minds and ears to gossip and lies, we are committing injustice. Every time we do not give what is due to our friends, our family, our wives, our children, we are committing injustice. Every time we don't give what is due to our husbands, we are committing injustice. We become tyrants. We are tyrannizing others and tyrannizing ourselves. Every time, as a student, we go to the school, do not learn, come back without learning anything, we are doing injustice. You make a promise, you don't fulfill your promise, you're making an injustice. Hazreti Mevlana said, watering a tree is justice. Watering a thorn is not. It is injustice. What he is saying is that Allah Ta'ala enables us with a lot of potential. Allah Ta'ala enables us with health, money, education, lot of potential. Using that potential in the right place, serving His creation is justice. Wasting the potential that is given to you as a blessing is injustice. Wasting your health, wasting your youth, wasting your money, wasting your time, wasting this life is injustice. It is a sin. One of the most beautiful names of Allah Ta'ala is Ya Adil, the just one. He is just and loves those who are just. He is the absolute justice. He commands justice. And he says in chapter 9, let not hatred any of any people, let not hatred of any people seduce you that you depart from justice. Be just, for it is closer to God consciousness. When Muslims used to rule four continents, what made them powerful was not their armies or arms or soldiers. What made them powerful was their justice, wisdom, and their faith. The moment they stopped following the path of Rasulullah, who exemplified what justice was when he did not even let his servant to sit under the sun when he was sitting under the shadow. That was his perfect example of justice. When we stopped following his principles, we stopped being just. We started losing the respect and honor. When there is no justice, no matter how powerful an empire is, it is not possible to sustain its life. An unjust ruler is guilty of tyranny when he starts serving his own interest rather than serving the truth. He becomes a tyrant. A tyrant, there's a grave punishment for tyrants. And that was the principle of Islam since the beginning. And all the rulers were not happy to become a ruler because they were afraid to take that responsibility of being a ruler, which requires to be just. And there was a grave punishment for not being just. Behlul-i Dana was half-brother of Harun al-Rashid. He was a wise man, but people did not understand him. Everybody thought he was a fool. And one day he sneaked into his brother's throne room. And before the soldiers caught him, he went ahead and sat on the throne, Harun al-Rashid's throne. And as soon as the soldiers realized that Behlul, instead of Harun al-Rashid, was sitting on the throne, they got so upset, chased him, caught him and started beating him. And there was a commotion, Jahir was screaming, Harun al-Rashid came to the throne room and wanted to understand what's going on. And then when he saw that they are beating Behlul Dana, he stopped them and wanted them to explain what's going on. And they said that Behlul was sitting on the throne. And they said, don't you see, he doesn't have mind. His mind is not right. Let him go. But at the same time, he realized that Behlul did not stop crying and screaming. He turned to his brother and says, I let you go. Why are you still crying? Why are you still screaming? Behlul said, I am not crying for my son, to his brother. I am crying for your sake. And Behlul Zaha was surprised. Why are you crying for me? It is you who got beaten. Behlul said, I sat on your throne for 15 seconds and look at the beating that I got. And you have been sitting there for 15 years. And imagine how much beating you are going to get when you're done with it. That was the principle of justice. And then when he said that, and Harun al-Rashid understood and started crying and asked his brother an advice, what should I do so that I don't get beating at the end? He said, be just, and be just. In the middle of 9th century, when Harun al-Rashid was the caliph, that was the Abbasi period, and Baghdad was the center of civilization. When Europe was in the middle of dark ages, Baghdad was the center of civilization. There were street lights, libraries. It was an incredible civilization. At that time, in the Europe, the empire of the Romans, Charlemagne sent a gift to Harun al-Rashid, and that gift was a rosebud. In return, Harun al-Rashid sent him back an elephant in a cloth. When he received the rosebud, he gave the rosebud to his royal gardener and said that, take good care of it, and as soon as it starts blooming, bring it to me. And with that order, the royal gardener started really taking good care of this rosebud and nourished it and took care of it. And then one day, a beautiful rose started blooming out of this rosebud. And the gardener was very excited. He was about to cut it and bring it to Harun al-Rashid. And then suddenly, a nightingale, sitting and chirping on a branch, flew and attacked the rose, tore the rose apart. Royal gardener, who spent so much time taking care of the rose, was so upset, was so heartbroken. He went to Harun al-Rashid and explained the situation, that the rose was almost ready for him to cut and bring it to Harun al-Rashid. It was destroyed. Harun al-Rashid said, my gardener, don't worry about it. Everyone receives what they deserve. Nightingale will find its punishment too. Don't worry about it. Justice will prevail, he said to his royal god. And then after a few days, Gardner was working in the royal garden, and the same nightingale landed to be able to pick up a corn, and at that moment, a snake attacked the nightingale and swallowed. When the gardener saw this, he was so excited and rushed to Harun al-Rashid and said, my sultan, it's a miracle, it's amazing. What you have said, I saw it in the garden. I saw it with my eyes. Justice prevailed. The nightingale, who tore apart the rose, found its punishment. A snake swallowed. Harun al-Rashid didn't pay much attention. He turned to the gardener and said, don't worry about it, my gardener. Snake will find this punishment. And after a while, when the gardener was working in the garden, the snake coiled around him. And to be able to save his life, he got a pick and started hitting the snake hard. he killed. But he was so afraid, he went back again to Arnarvik and said, I killed the snake. I killed the snake, my sultan. And the sultan says, wow, you will find your own punishment too. You kill the snake and you will find justice will prevail. You will find your punishment. It really happened. After a while, the gardener did something that offended Harun al-Rashid so much that he was condemned to death. And one day, when they were taking gardener for execution, Harun al-Rashid was watching it from his balcony. When he saw that they were taking the gardener away, the gardener turned to the sultan and said, my sultan, justice will prevail. You will find your punishment too. When he hears that, he stopped the execution. We may or we may not be able to see in this life, but the tyrants, those who disturb the divine harmony, find their punishment. We may be able to observe it, we may not be able to observe it, but we must believe into it. We should not ask for Allah Ta'ala's justice for ourselves. With all the shortcomings, with all the sins, with all the failures that we have, the only thing we can hope for is not His justice, His mercy, and maybe the mercy and intercession of His beloved Prophet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Oh, the most merciful, most compassionate one, you love to forgive, forgive our sins. As you have promised, do not burden us with more than what we can forbear. When you try us, test us with difficulties, when we are confronted with difficulties and cannot show patience, please do not increase your trials upon us. And when you shower us with your gifts and see us ungrateful, do not stop showering us with your bounty. Your beloved says, if you don't love each other for God's sake, your faith is not completed. Yahweh, open our hearts, open our hearts to love and compassion. Amen. To each other, unify in Mahdi Muhammad. Amen. And bring us to those days when we respect the divine harmony with justice, with wisdom, with faith. Increase our faith. Bless you, bless us with this beautiful religion. Make us recognize our responsibilities as your supreme sage. Amen. Amen.